Hello everyone, I'm Nicola and this is my colleague Dawn. As repository managers, we're very aware not only of the need for open science, but also for open art and design. This rant addresses the needs of practice-based arts researchers and their negative experiences of using repositories which were originally designed for researchers in science, technology, engineering and maths, or STEM subjects. We think this rant will be of interest to a range of people, repository developers, managers and users alike, whether at a small or a large institution, because everyone may be faced with the challenges of capturing and representing complex outputs effectively. We're using the term practice-based arts research here to encompass a range of disciplines, from fine art and performing arts to architecture and design. While some arts researchers do write journal articles, many outputs in these subjects tend to be in a non-text format. There are some examples here from the Glasgow School of Art. First, we have Nikki Bird, a fine artist whose exhibition Heritage Site you can see here. Here you can see that this work was a collaboration between a range of different researchers and practitioners. It's listed there on the slide, ranging from archaeology to model making and digital visualisation. Our second example is from silversmith Jonathan Boyd, and this work is using 3D scanning to make sculptures from everyday objects from the streets of Glasgow. This is how Jonathan's work is currently represented in RADAR, the Glasgow School of Art's research repository. And whilst we have these records in RADAR, they're only really a snapshot of the outputs. The current repository infrastructure can hamper users in experiencing these artefacts and exhibitions in the way the researchers might have intended.
So where better to get this start going than with some alienating terminology? So I just want you to take a moment to consider what you think of when you think of open science. Plan S, where the S can stand for science, amongst other things, defines it as covering all research disciplines. But let's be honest, researchers in art and design are unlikely to define their research as science. And ultimately, this language will fail to resonate with them and leave them feeling alienated. In response to Plan S, Daria EU stated that the plan showed a strong bias toward the STEM perspective. However, this is not an isolated issue. There seems to be a real lack of diversity in open access policies, which tend to forget about the arts. Yet we should remember that the arts play an important role in building social cohesion and supporting well-being. Given the figures on this slide, shouldn't we be making more of an effort to make this research open access in repositories?
Following discussions with colleagues at a repository fringe event in 2018, a range of barriers to capturing and presenting arts outputs emerged. These issues were subsequently shared in a Google Doc, which has continued to be updated by the repository community in the UK. This is clearly a topic of vital interest, and the same issues were being consistently identified by a range of stakeholders across higher education. A follow-on event in March this year was attended by more than 80 arts researchers and repository managers, but we now need developers to be engaged in order to move forward together.
So what are the issues? Firstly, arts research is poorly served by existing metadata standards. When it comes to describing complex non-text outputs and repositories, researchers can feel like they're putting a square peg in a round hole. The language used is tailored towards traditional publication routes and so fails to ask a practice researcher when their artifact was published or for its abstract can lead to confusion. Trying to choose a suitable output type for their work is another barrier and leads to an overuse of the other item type. This can compound a researcher's feeling that the repository is not suited to their work and can result in a lack of engagement. Various UK projects such as Culture and Defiant Objects have, in the past, tried to tackle the issue of metadata for arts outputs. But ultimately, repositories are still not speaking the language of art and design. More is needed than workarounds to make these outputs fit a metadata schema designed for STEM outputs. Representation and storage of outputs in repositories is another significant barrier. Large video files, for example, may need to be cut down in order to fit in the repository, whereas a STEM researcher would hardly be asked to shorten a long journal article due to lack of repository capacity. Poor representation of an artist's work can also occur. For example, colours and images and thumbnails can differ, or if an output requires sound to be played alongside visuals, this may not be possible within the repository. We therefore have to link to the artist's website as a workaround for users to access files that we cannot host in the repository. The images in this slide highlight issues experienced with accurately representing colour. The image on the left shows that the colours were far too dark, and this researcher in question didn't want it to be shown in the repository if we could not get it to display correctly. In this instance, the developers were able to fix how the image was displayed, but this ultimately reduced the researcher's confidence that the repository could represent their work as intended. Furthermore, practice researchers often think of their work as a series or bodies of work, rather than discrete outputs. They are usually part of a wider project with many linked records, but their representation in repositories can often be inadequate. Bruce Brown, a highly respected professor of design in the UK, describes bodies of work as exploring various avenues of inquiry and form of output. But currently, there is no satisfactory way to represent these nuanced layered works within repositories. Researchers have told us that it feels odd and disconnected, adding separate, isolated records to the repository that are in fact a part of a wider body of work. One researcher we spoke to likened it to an iceberg. You can only see the tip in the repository record, but not the process or the various outputs that underpin it.
All of these limitations and barriers can compromise engagement by researchers with repositories. This risks the loss of access to and discoverability of these important research outputs and creates a vicious circle. Because if depositing their outputs is difficult, how can these researchers even begin to think about making them open access? PRAG UK have expressed concerns about practice-based research ending up in a graveyard due to lack of visibility and accessibility, but we can't let this happen. As we've discussed, Plan S and current open access developments are at risk of bypassing the open scholarship of arts researchers, but this discipline has much to offer society and the economy. As repositories evolve, the unique characteristics of arts outputs need to be addressed by developers. So this rant is actually a call to arms so we can avoid the development of a gaping hole in the open access landscape. Thank you.